There are many stories in the history books about African Americans and civil rights activism. And here in Arkansas, most people remember the story of the 9 black students who were integrated into Central High School in Little Rock, or Daisy Bates. But African Americans in Arkansas made more contributions to civil rights than what was actually recorded in the history books. And the Arkansas Humanities Council wants people to hear those stories. Several scholars around the state, including some here at Arkansas State University, contributed to an exhibit which highlighted these stories. Joining me is one of the scholars involved in the project called Foot Soldiers for Freedom. Dr. Sharice Jones Branch is a history professor at A-State and a member of the Arkansas Humanities Council and the Arkansas Black History Commission. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The exhibit, Foot Soldiers for Freedom. Mm-hmm. What was the inspiration behind the exhibit and how did it come about?
Well, some folks on the Arkansas Humanities Council had been working on it for a while, even before I was on the Arkansas Humanities Council. Dr. Lily Fierce, for example, is one of the people who had been working on it before I started working on it. But the push behind it was to create something that educated people and let them know that civil rights activism in Arkansas didn't begin and end in Little Rock. And so it was very important to collect those stories from other parts of the state, and in particular the Arkansas Delta, where there was plenty of civil rights activism that actually lasted beyond the 1960s. And most people have absolutely no clue that any of this happened. We tend to think that the only thing that comes out of the Arkansas Delta is agriculture and agricultural laborers. But, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. And my feeling is that if you've uncovered all of this history, what else don't we know? And how much of this kind of thing continues to happen today?
Right.
Because the history never really stops. The activism never really stops. We either don't think about it or we don't hear about it. But that doesn't mean that it's ended.
All right. Now, this has been a very interesting year. We're talking about civil rights. We're talking about the exhibit. Mm-hmm. And the council, you put out this exhibit this year. Mm-hmm. For those who have seen this exhibit, what should be the main takeaway from it?
For me, the main takeaway should be that we were an important part of the civil rights movement in Arkansas and nationwide. One of the things that's on this exhibit, when people think about the Freedom Riders, for example, they came to Arkansas. Came to Arkansas. People like Julian Bond came to Arkansas. So we have those connections. And more than a few of the people who were involved in civil rights activism in this state are still alive. And one of the things that the Arkansas Humanities Council was able to do is interview those folks. And in fact, when the exhibit was first opened, they were the first ones to see it because we wanted their feedback. We wanted to make sure that we were true to their memories and true to their activism. So those voices are still out there. They're getting older, but they're still there. And so you don't have to look outside of Arkansas to find examples of civil rights activism. They're in your backyard.
Okay. This exhibit has been at A-State, mm-hmm. And it's been all around Arkansas this year.
Yes.
But any word on where it will be next?
I have no idea. The way it works is you contact the Arkansas Humanities Council. You express an interest in it. They will let you know whether it's available or not. They can either ship it out to you or you can come pick it up. So I have no idea who it's going to next. It just depends on who's on the list.
All right. Now, speaking of unknown stories, you recently went to Florida.
Yes.
and you gave the annual address at the Southern Association for Women Historians of Florida.
Uh-huh.
And the title of your address was Been a Guinea Pig in This Race.
Yes.
Annie R. Zachary, Arkansas Homemaker, Farmer, and Politician.
Yes.
It's a very interesting title.
Oh, and let me tell you, it was a lot of fun to write.
Really?
It was a lot of fun to write. That talk came from my recent turn to rural history. Right. You know, for years I've written African-American history, women's history, and I still do that. But now I talk about African-American women in rural spaces. And I just happened upon Miss Zachary just based on some work and research I was doing for the next book that I'm working on. And I discovered she's still alive.
Really?
She's 85 years young. She's doing very well. And I had already collected a lot of information on her before I discovered she was still alive. And so I called her, and after a couple of calls, we arranged for me to come down to Marvel, Arkansas, where she still lives. And I spent the entire day with her and told me all kinds of interesting stories, some of which I recorded, some of which she didn't want recorded. And the real point behind that talk and the subsequent work is that it tells a different story about African-American women in the rural South. The story we most commonly hear is that, you know, African-American women are poor agricultural laborers. That was not Ms. Annie's story. Ms. Annie and her husband, who passed back in the early 70s, owned and still owned a substantial amount of land. And back in the 50s and 60s, they had sharecroppers working for them.
Wow.
That's a story we don't hear a whole lot. And so Ms. Annie was a homemaker, but when her husband became ill, she also became a farmer. She became a farmer, and she was also very involved with the Arkansas Republican Party. But bear in mind, she was a Rockefeller Republican.
A Rockefeller Republican.
Yeah, she had a very close relationship with Winthrop Rockefeller. And the politician part was because in 1972, she ran for the Arkansas State Senate.
Wow.
So this completely disrupts the narrative about rural black women.
Yeah, I should say so.
Yeah, I tell people there that is the story, a story. It's not the only story, you know. And so part of my objective in writing about her and giving that talk was to say, find these other stories, because people are not monolithic. They're having different kinds of experiences. They live different lives. They have different realities. So what can those stories tell us about the South, about rural spaces, because not all rural places are in the South, and also about African-American women in these spaces, and also about the fact that not all black people quit the South. Some people stayed. And so what were their lives like in the South? In the rural South, and who were they and what did they do, right? So all kinds of questions came out of that work.
When can we expect to see this work?
Well, I have given it to one journal that's very interested in it. So, you know, maybe sometime in 2017, but it's also part of a larger book project that's on rural black women's activism in Arkansas. So I'm talking about African-American women involved in a number of things in the rural South. I mean, they're community builders, they're institution builders, they're organizational members and organizational leaders, right? Mm-hmm. So it really complicates that narrative about who these women are.
Wow, okay.
And I think that's fun. I like to tell the stories that no one else has told.
Okay. Dr. Sharice Jones Branch, history professor at A-State and a member of the Arkansas Humanities Council and the Arkansas Black History Commission. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Brandon Tabor, KASU News.